You're listening to SBS News.
And it's adding stress to an already stressful life, but we love it down there, and we're going to say we will rebuild.
Rescuers set out in hundreds of boats and helicopters to reach people trapped by floodwaters on Monday local time, and utility repair crews rushed in after the onslaught of Hurricane Ida, one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to hit the US mainland. Residents living amid the maze of rivers and bayous along the state's Gulf Coast retreated desperately to their attics or roofs and posted their addresses on social media with instructions for search and rescue teams on where to find them. Brandon Greco, whose home was inundated in the storm surge, says the speed of events was terrifying.
Well, when that eyewall came in, that storm surge came in within 30 minutes. It went from dry streets to we had a good 4 foot of water in the house within 30 minutes.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says more than a million customers in Louisiana and Mississippi, including all of New Orleans, have been left without power.
As was forecasted, Hurricane Ida delivered catastrophic wind, surge, and rain across southeast Louisiana. Almost the entire southeastern part of our state is without power presently. And sometimes you hear it, you know, a million people without power. It's about 1.1 million homes and businesses. It's well over a million people. I don't have a precise number for you. If there is a silver lining, and today it's kind of hard to see one, it is that our levee systems really did perform extremely well. Our federal, non-federal levee systems, particularly the hurricane and storm risk reduction system in the metropolitan New Orleans area, all performed as intended. I can tell you that there's been a preliminary damage assessment of levees today, people getting eyes on those levees. We don't believe there was a single levee anywhere now that actually breached, that failed. There were a few smaller levees that were overtopped to some degree and for some duration of time, and that did result in some people's homes being flooded. But they did not fail. They overtopped in a few areas. There are more than 5,000 National Guardsmen activated and responding to this disaster, and more are on the way. It's pretty clear that if you have evacuated, now is not the time to return unless and until your parish informs you that it is okay to do so. Businesses aren't open. Stores aren't open, schools aren't open, and quite frankly, we need to put as little demand on our water systems and on our electric grid as possible. So please, before you return, contact your Office of Emergency Preparedness or listen to the guidance that's being issued by your parish. And it's a good time to remind people that just because the storm has passed, it doesn't mean the dangers have not. As we've talked about before, in almost all of these storms, more people are killed after the storm passes.
The damage was so extensive that officials say it could be weeks before the power grid's repaired. 16 years ago, Hurricane Katrina devastated much the same area when flood defenses failed, allowing the storm and the resulting tidal surge to cause catastrophic flooding. Governor Edwards says this time the levees, flood walls, and floodgates that protect New Orleans held up against Hurricane Ida's fury.
If there is a silver lining, and today it's kind of hard to see one, it is that our levee systems really did perform extremely well. Our federal, non-federal levee systems, particularly the hurricane and storm risk reduction system in the metropolitan New Orleans area, all performed as intended. I can tell you that there's been a preliminary damage assessment of levees today, people getting eyes on those levees. We don't believe there was a single levee anywhere now that actually breached, that failed. There were a few smaller levees that were overtopped to some degree and for some duration of time, and that did result in some people's homes being flooded, but they did not fail. They overtopped in a few areas.
However, he said the storm still inflicted tremendous damage to homes and businesses. He told residents who had left the area they should stay away.
It's pretty clear that if you have evacuated, now is not the time to return unless and until your parish informs you that it is okay to do so. Businesses aren't open. Stores aren't open. Schools aren't open. And quite frankly, we need to put as little demand on our water systems and on our electric grid as possible.
He warned residents that experience has shown that more people are killed after the storm passes than during the hurricane's onslaught. President Joe Biden has met virtually with officials from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and local governors to discuss the damage caused.
We know Hurricane Ida had the potential to cause massive damage, and that's exactly what we saw. We already know there's been at least one confirmed death, and that number is likely to grow. And we've got a million people in Louisiana without power, and for a time, Ida caused the Mississippi River to literally change its direction, and some folks are still dealing with the storm surge and flash flooding. And there are roads that are impassable due to debris and down power lines. And we need people to continue to shelter in place if it's safe for them to do so.
President Biden says the White House is coordinating with all branches of government from federal to state to local levels to provide relief and support from the storm. Ida has weakened into a tropical storm as it pushes inland over Mississippi with torrential rain and shrieking winds. Alan Lee, SBS News.